The Silence. So, some really good Bulgarian black metal there. And then before that,
a place where I was remembers everything a long time ago in my mind's eye. Everything that ever happened. I know, it's just on the tip of my tongue. But it happened to me. Oh, if I could only recall a slow, fast. Slow too. I can't remember. There's nothing to play back on.
Can't remember.
Nothing to play it back on. Nothing to play it back on. Nothing to play it back on. Nothing to play it back on.
Something to burn. Just play it back on.
Nothing to play it back on.
Trees living in the sea.
Nothing.
I remember.
To play it back on.
I remember.
What good is it?
That silly song.
Holy Wally, no more day.
Summer balls could hardly cool.
Send it back now, you bend it.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
This steak's tough.
Thanks for the warning. I never eat here.
Another cup of Java.
Well, it is no secret that we are the night people at Family Radio.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Give me a cup of coffee.
You better settle for a hamburger.
Another cup of Java.
Give me a cup of coffee.
You must like our coffee.
It stinks. Tough.
I notice you're drinking your seventh hamburger.
I'm losing my touch.
Tough.
Give me some nickels, Barney. Give me some nickels, Barney.
Give me a cup of coffee.
Hamburger.
Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
I don't know. I never eat here.
How about take my order, right?
Thanks for the warning. I notice you're drinking hamburger.
Another cup of Java. Give me some nickels.
Anything else?
Barney.
Anything else?
Yeah, what else?
Steak's tough.
Yeah, what else?
Java.
Yeah, what else you got that ain't coffee?
How about anything else?
Give me a cup of coffee.
Another cup of Java. 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 Cup of Java.
You must like our coffee.
Sugar. I like your sugar. This stinks.
Barney.
How about take my order, Red?
How about taking your time?
Barney.
Nice chassis, huh, Joe?
This stinks.
You bet it.
I'm losing my touch.
Yeah, what else you got that ain't poisonous?
Hey, Red.
Thanks for the warning. I don't know. I never eat.
Barney.
Classy chassis.
Another cup of Java.
Yes, and it's all mine, too.
This stinks.
I don't owe any payments on it.
I'd be glad to finance it, baby.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Who do you think you're kidding? You couldn't even pay for the headlights.
Hey, Red. Tough.
Barney. Give me some nickels.
Anything else?
Give me sugar. I like your sugar.
Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
Barney.
And it ain't gonna be.
I like sugar.
You better settle for a seventh cup.
Okay, with onions.
And, where are the people at night here where there are just a few of us?
dime in there. We don't let them put the money in there, man. That's how I make a living. I'm sorry. I know it's tough these days. I know. So here I am, sitting in a run-down diner, drinking this poisonous swill they're passing off as coffee. And what is it with this music thing? Why do I only want to hear a certain music? What?
a hole in every year. She's coming in loud and clear.
Give me the phones.
He's a nice guy for a cop. The tape's always put me to sleep.
This is what you hear the other tape here.
I was a nice fat recording.
Don't serve your awful coffee with my steak.
This will help. Folgers coffee.
Your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee.
You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax.
Just a decent cup of coffee.
Houston, pleasing coffee. Houston, pleasing coffee.
upstairs. Young men with pretty girls. Rob glanced and saw my plump, ripe breasts. It's a crime to put that dress on, he said. Rob got up and gripped my dress, his black and powerful pummeling arms heaving at my cheeks. Rob was hung like a horse. I stood up and pushed his hard cock in with my fingers. Mr. Bullivant's small, hot cock flapped loose. It's all right unless you look closely. Kate pushed it with her elbow. She was a woman. The strong, sure tug of Kate's hands was beckoning Mr. Bullivant. The studs polished my bare skin with their nuts. I didn't mind. I can't get at the studs, Kathy, said Kate, but I didn't care. I'd made the studs pour out thick and warm. I would make Rob come too. Rob came over my breasts and shoulders, getting the spray of zest in my mouth. It was white with the kind of scent that you could not get out of your mind once you'd smelled it. Isn't this fun? Gossip, sweet names, and slaps. Isn't this fun? Things men and women did together in the dark.
Husband-pleasing coffee.
How do you feel? You don't really know how you feel. Why? Because you haven't heard the new Velvet Underground. Here are expressions of a new dimension in honesty, purity, in feeling. The Velvet Underground. Not a probe. Not an exploration. Not an experiment. But a whole complete reality. Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground. This is you. You'll find your love, your hope, your reality. The Velvet Underground on MGM Records will tell you how to feel. Listen.
is the night. And you watch them all smiling around.
Thank you. What's up, bud?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm alright.
I like your pants, man. Your pants are cool.
Yeah. Cold cereal.
Oh, it's got Smacks. Is that the name?
Yeah.
Smacks the frog?
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Is it Smackums?
Yeah.
I think they might be Smackums.
Dig'em the frog.
Dig'em, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's such a good cereal, dude.
Yeah.
It really is. Tastes like, tastes like a brown golden goodness. You know what I mean? It's like, it's obviously corn-based.
Do you work for General Mills?
No, but if I did...
Brown golden goodness.
It would be bad because I'd be really good at selling it, and that would just perpetuate diabetes in the Latin American and poor white and black communities. Because I would be really good at selling it, because I really love it. But the problem is, it's really bad. I mean, in the sense, not that it's really bad for you, but it's just the portion sizes that they recommend are not good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd have to eat a very little amount of it for it to be okay. You know what I mean? Like, it almost has to be like a little handful of it, you know?
You could talk about the lion.
I think that would be better for you than eating a bowl of it. You know, eating a bowl of it, you might as well fucking... cook it up.
It's a big one.
And then that second bowl is gonna have all that sugar and everything else from the first bowl. You know what I mean? So it's like it's even more potent. It's like if you smoke crack and then all the crack that didn't kind of become processed by the flame.
Right.
Concentrated and mixed with the next hit of crack.
Right.
Oh, I mean,
that's just pipe logic.
But that's not how pipes work. Fortunately for us, it burns off. You know what I mean? Like, it actually does burn off.
Okay.
And that way, crack is a little more humane. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we need a frog to, like, be a crack. You're supposed to look at a crack.
They left. I don't know who you're looking for, so I'm
Crack mascot.
The crack mascot? I mean, Dingham would be a good one.
Yeah. Hey, he's like a little Dennis the Menace guy here. He's really, he's a sweetheart, you know. He's got a little, like, slingshot, he's like a boy.
Yeah.
He's got a good spirit. Sugar Bear is a hero.
Oh, he's so chill.
Yeah, he's just like eyes and half masks.
Sugar Bear,
wake up. I'm awake.
Sugar Bear. Here's the thing. Jacob is like a good kid. Like his dad is.
Somewhat aware, but he's also not aware, and he thinks he gets a lot of his attitude.
Watch me.